The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The greatest gift that I can give to myself is to be interested in me. Now, this is an old saw that I keep bringing out. It's an old concept I keep bringing out. Get your nose out of other people's business and start putting your nose in your own business. Get interested in yourself. The greatest gift I can give to myself is to be interested in me. Me. Now, you say, well, that's not hard. Everybody's interested in themselves. Everybody is interested in who they are and all that sort of good stuff. Everybody is interested in that. Well, is that true? Is that really true? I wonder sometimes if we really are interested in ourselves, we would be doing wonderful things. Now, I would like to decorate my bedroom. And you say, well, no, that's a silly thing. No, I'd like to decorate my bedroom. The greatest gift I can give to myself is to be interested in me. Now, what do I want in my bedroom? Well, number one, I want a bed. That's what a bedroom is. A bedroom has a bed in it. Now, do I like myself? Oh, sure, I like myself just fine. Do I like to sleep on the floor? Whenever I can, I do like to sleep on the floor. Do I like to have a nice soft carpet to sleep on? Well, if one's available, that's fine. If not, I say to myself, I am sleeping comfortably. I don't say the floor is soft and comfortable. I just say, I am sleeping comfortably. Because I talk to my body, and my body listens to me. And my body responds to whatever I think for myself. My bed is too soft. My bed is too hard. My bed is this. My bed is... Hey, that's silly. When you're tired and you lay your head back and you're sitting on a couch or you're sitting on the floor or you lay down on the sand on the beach and you fall asleep or you're out camping and you got bumps everywhere underneath you, you don't think a thing about it. You just lay back and go to sleep. It's only when you wake up and you say, oh, I got this. And then that's a matter of getting your attention back into shape. Now, my bedroom is a very harmonious room. It's a room filled with everything that makes me happy. It's a room filled with love. It's a room filled with peace. It's a room filled with joy. It's a room filled with good vibrations. And that's the main thing. Now, it doesn't matter what bed I have, whether I sleep on the floor, or whether I sleep on my bed, or whether I sleep on a hard or soft mattress, or whether I sleep even on an electric bed, which automatically goes up or down, and I can have it in any position I want. Wow, that's pretty cool. No, it's my choice. It's my choice. Where do I want to spend my money? How do I want to do things? What things are important to me? Well, some people have beautiful beds, and they lay down on them, and they don't think a thing about it. They don't say, the greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. How many times did you say, hello, bed, I love you. You're a wonderful bed. How about that? When you walk into your bedroom, do you say, this is a beautiful bedroom. I love this bedroom. It is my bedroom. It is a bedroom where I sleep and have lovely dreams. It is a bedroom where I relax and I find peace. It's a bedroom where I can sit down and meditate, even lay down and meditate, even lay down and sleep and meditate. It's a bedroom where I am at peace, where I am peace, pure, unadulterated, wonderful, absolute, 100% peace. Yes. My bedroom is peace. I go into my bedroom and I instantly say peace. Because that's what my bedroom is for me. It's my center of peace. True, I'm in the center of peace in my body wherever I am, but my bedroom is a place where it's peace. When I go to my bedroom, I want to sleep generally, and that's why I want to be peace. Now, I may have a table and a chair, I may have a desk, I may have a lamp, I may have a heater, I may have my dresser and my closet, I may have my knickknacks, my memorabilia of all of my happy times, and I may have these cluttered all over the room. But I assure you, my beloveds, the less clutter you have in your bedroom, the more peace you have in your bedroom. Why is it that these gurus who are so serious about going into states of meditation and introspection, they choose to go very much apart from all the world? They even choose to go in caves where other people do not want to come because they are not comfortable for people who are needing exterior things. The guru doesn't need anything outwardly. He is on an inward journey. And we, when we go into our bedroom, we're on an inward journey. Now, I have the Hermitage here on the campus of the University of Healing. And the Hermitage is maybe about 25 by 30 feet. It's a nice sized room. It has a little kitchen in it, a bathroom. It has my electric bed. It has a couch where Rex loves to sleep. It has my hassock, and it has a couple of comfortable chairs. It has my little desk with my computer and my printer and things on it. And basically, it's a very simple, nice room. Now, all the walls basically are glass. I have sliding glass windows everywhere. So when I look up from my working on my computer, I see beautiful scenery of the campus grounds. And wherever I look around my room, even though it may be disheveled, things may be piled one on top of the other, waiting to be done, I don't look at that. I only look at my peace. I feel a sense of peace when I enter into my bedroom. I feel a sense of joy, of relaxation. I feel a sense of all is right with the world. And I take a deep breath. I'm home. Yes, our bedroom is our home. That is where we go to be at peace. When we are napping, people don't disturb us in our bedroom. When we are at peace, people don't disturb us. Now, do we disturb ourselves? So the greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. And I am interested in me. I am interested in all of the lovely thoughts that I think, all the beautiful ideas that I do. Now, the tendency sometimes is to read books, even my books. And as we read books, we are looking to the outer. I am amused as I go into other people's houses or their rooms or their bedrooms or their quiet places, and I see a pile of books there. I see books written by people who are searching for their own inner light. I see books by people who are telling you how to live. I see books by people telling you how to be a success and how to live a more fulfilling life. And I think to myself, wow, you're going backwards. You're going backwards. Well, what should we do with our books? Get rid of them? Well, yes. Yes, especially in your bedroom. In your bedroom is really no place for books. It's a place only for being yourself. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. So now, can you tell me honestly that when you read a book, you're being interested in you? Or are you interested in what the author has to say? Are you interested in the beautiful words that the author uses? And I assure you, you have more beautiful words in you than any author has ever expounded throughout all of history, throughout all of life. Within you is God. Within you is magic. Within you is the wonderment of all. That's within me. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. So, the simpler I keep my life, the simpler I keep myself, the more I give attention to me. The more I delight in my presence, the more I delight in my choices, the more I delight in my daily walks around the campus grounds here. I speak of that so often, but here we have a 3-mile meditation path that I use most of the time, although we have many other meditation paths and many other trips down to the adjoining grounds of the Bureau of Land Management, with thousands of acres out there, and it's wonderful. And we can go there and not be disturbed by anybody. It's a wonderful thing. And if we create ourselves being disturbed by something, then that's because we are not living in our inner peace. J. Allen Boone, in a book he wrote, and he was writing about kinship with all life, and he was writing about visiting a friend up on the mountainside. And he walked up to visit this friend on the mountainside, and he didn't find him at his cabin. And so he walked around the cabin, and he walked around the side of the mountain where he was, and he looked here and looked there, and then all of a sudden he saw his friend. And his friend was some distance from him, and as he was watching, the friend was in deep meditation, looking out over the vastness of the mountain valleys. And what he saw made his hair stand on end. A giant rattlesnake was crawling right toward his friend's leg. And he wanted to shout, he wanted to say something, but he knew he couldn't. All he would do was frighten his friend, and the rattlesnake would be frightened and would perhaps do something unnecessary. So he watched. And as he watched, and he surrounded the snake with his pure white light of love, the snake crawled up on the leg of his friend, and down, and up on the other leg, and down, and sort of stayed there for a moment or two, and then crawled away. And he thought to himself, my goodness, his friend surely must have felt that pressure on his leg as the creature crawled across him, but he was undisturbed. He was living in his state of meditation. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. He was interested in himself. He surrounded himself with this pure white light of love, and everything in his world was a pure reflection of his peace. Can we come anywhere near that state of peace, that state of bliss? And the answer is, oh yes. We do it far more often than we realize, but we don't pay attention to it. And when we give the gift of attention to ourselves, of being interested in ourselves, we find that all of these outer things are of no consequence whatsoever. They pass away. And we live in that inward state of bliss, that inward state of peace, and we are at one with ourselves, untouched, delighted, fulfilled, amazed, amused, in every way. Our bedroom is our place where we can find a modicum of that peace. But it's our heart, our inner being, our inner awareness, where we find it all the time. Let us take that with us, our bedroom attitude, where we are peace, where we are untouched by the world around us, where we can go in there and close the door and lay down on the bed and take a nap and not feel that we have to protect ourselves from people's attitudes or people's intentions or people's presence. We just sleep. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Years ago, when I would take a nap, I would always want to cover some sort of blanket over me. And if I was sleeping naked, I really wanted to have a cover over me. I felt a need to sort of protect myself from the world, if such is so. But today, in my wonderful house, in my wonderful bedroom, I can come in from my walk with being naked, and I can lay on my bed naked, and I can just fall instantly asleep if I choose. And I do not feel that I need a cover, because I am covered with my infinite presence of love, my unconditional love for myself and my world. And when I awake, I stretch and feel so very good. I am neither warm nor cold. I am just pleasant, harmonious, and happy. And I am peace. Join me in this feeling. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in myself. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And know that it is true. And know that it is you. I love you. I love you. I love you.